Back in May, the Adult Education Ministry team sent me and Laura Hauser and Kelly Carter to a conference. It was called Intergenerate. This conference was recommended to our church by our great getaway speaker from last November, Jason Santos. Throughout the conference, the scripture that we just read was used to emphasize the idea of different generations living life together and doing ministry together. Verse 4 was specifically used. In fact, each time we heard this verse, they used a different translation. Listen to it from The Message. It says, "Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts." As Todd reminded us earlier, mixing all generations together for ministry is something that Crossroads does often. Today, we're going to hear stories about how God is at work at Crossroads, about God's mighty acts. Hopefully, it will inspire you to stand in awe of our great God. Nancy Follis is going to start by coming and sharing about her work with the preschool.
Each time we baptize a baby as a congregation, we accept the responsibility to help raise the child in their faith. I take this to heart at every baptism. It is easy to end that responsibility when our children are grown. I have found that volunteering in our preschool allows me to fulfill that promise. The preschool teachers and director of preschool are always very welcoming and make it easy to volunteer. I have a special place in my heart for teachers and the job that they do, and know how important it is to have extra hands in the classroom. Our mission at the church is to know Christ and bring others to him. I am delighted to know that the children who attend Crossroads Preschool receive the important message of Jesus, especially since the majority of the families who send their child do not have a church family. Some of the children call me Grandma. They may not have grandparents in the area, and I love being able to provide them with the extra sense of security and family feel. I know that the teachers are still looking for volunteers to help on Wednesdays. I encourage you to consider taking a few hours in your week or month to help in preschool. It is a rewarding experience.
There is a fun and festive atmosphere in our hallways on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays when the preschool kids and their families come to spend time at school here and with their teachers. Another time in our church when there is a fun and festive atmosphere is on Wednesday nights. This fall, a new ministry is joining our Wednesday night activities. It's called Pink Umbrella, and its leader, Katie Cummings, is going to come and tell us all about this new ministry.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today. When I walked in the church, I was told that this is the start of new beginnings here for the year for you, and that is what fall represents to me. My name is Katie Cummings. I am the founder of Pink Umbrella Theater Company. We are a new theater company here in the city of Milwaukee, but obviously have outreach classes kind of all over Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area, and our mission is accessible theater for all. We strive, our largest goal is to become the first professional theater company run by individuals who identify with a physical, emotional, or intellectual disability. And we are here to start classes in October. We're having a 4-week session in October. We're super excited about that. As I mentioned, our mission is to provide and promote theatrical experiences for anyone who identifies with a disability. We were founded in September of 2018, and we just received our nonprofit status 2 weeks ago, so we're super excited about that. Our areas of focus for the company are threefold. So we have theater classes, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. We will start performances for ages 8 and above in 2020. And then sensory immersive shows, where students, participants will engage with the actors in a variety of sensory activities in order to move the story forward. But here today, we're here to talk about our theater classes for ages 8 through adults. So Crossroads has generously donated classes in October of 2019. You've opened the doors to make sure that this class is not only accessible, but it's free. It removes one of the barriers from our population, our disability population. Anybody with the in between the ages of 12 and 21 can participate in this class. Two professional teaching artists. These teaching artists go through professional development every year to work specifically with this population. We'll be here with the students from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. each Wednesday. And a final presentation, even if you're not participating in the class, please join us on October 23rd at about 6:45 to 7:15 just to see some of the things that they've been working on in class. Theater teaches us a lot of things: critical thinking, self-awareness, social skills, decision-making, teamwork. Empathy, though, for me, is one of the things that I think we as a society need a little bit more of. And what better way to learn empathy than when you are standing in the shoes of somebody other than you, right? Taking on a character, performing as somebody else, and looking at the world through their eyes really teaches us that word empathy and what it feels like to be somebody else for just a little while. And for me, theater is the best way for us to teach that. So if you're looking to register for classes, or if you know an individual who identifies with a disability between the ages of 12 and 21, registration is super easy. We're actually taking registrations through our website, so pinkumbrellatheater.org, and then the class name that you're looking for is Acting Ages 12 to 21 at Crossroads. We look forward to seeing you here. This is something that I am incredibly passionate about. I started 20 years ago doing professional theater, and the last 7 years I worked with this population specifically. And the magic that you see, the things that you see in those classes, we had a student just recently last week, she never spoke a word, we put a microphone in front of her, and lo and behold, she knew every word to the song that she needed to do. And she looked directly at me at that moment and said, "Me, I got this." And she did it. And I think that that is so powerful, something that is just a powerful message to leave you with. Our classes are safe, they're inclusive. We believe that everybody has a voice. And as Stella Adler says, theater is the seeing place. It's a place that people come to see the truth about life and the social situation. We can't find a better way to represent everybody in our community than to have a theater company that works specifically with the disability population, and we'd love to see you there. I'll be around if you have any questions afterwards. I'll stick around for a little while. And if you need anything later, please don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you so much for having us here and to the generous donors to make this possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Sure. We are excited to partner with this ministry and to expand what we do here on a Wednesday night. We want to encourage that there is a place for everybody here at Crossroads. Wednesday night starts with dinner at 5 o'clock, and it's one of those things we don't want it to be just if you have a Bible study going on or if your kids are involved in Wednesday night. Everybody is invited to dinner at 5 o'clock. All of our Wednesday night programming usually happens between 5 and 7:30 p.m., and you can use this time. Childcare will be available that whole time. If you need a quiet place to work, if you need to have a meeting, if you have a Bible study that you'd love to start up and you just need a place to be, we want Crossroads to be that place for you. Students who are in preschool ages, your group on Wednesday night is called Scooters. And children who are first through fifth grade, we have a program for them called Delta. Middle school children have their youth group upstairs. This year, we'd like the evening to end together here in the sanctuary at 7:20 with a time for a short kind of sending out so that we can be prayed for and sing together and blessed as we go back to our schools, our homes, and our workplaces. So that'll be something new we do on Wednesday nights this year. Many of our students who have grown up together on Wednesday nights, doing that together, going to VBS together, graduating to VBX, they also share what we would call a culminating experience to their childhood, and that is to attend a summer camp as a middle schooler, otherwise known as the Great Escape. Many of our students love it so much, they continue to attend as work crew helpers once they're 16 years old or older. Great Escape has been a huge part of our youth ministry experience, and we've got some students who are going to come and share about their experience on the work crew.
Hi, I'm Morgan Weber, and I was on work crew at Great Escape for the first time this summer. For those of you who don't know about work crew, about 50 high school and college students all come together for a week to spread the word of God to middle schoolers through a fun week at camp. People on work crew get to go up 3 days before the campers arrive to set up camp and get to know and build relationships with one another. This is a place where people get to build lifelong relationships and form a community with others through knowing God. I met some of the best people when I was at camp that week. I met a friend, and we really grew close throughout the week and got to know each other. We were going through a similar situation, and at the end of the week, when we said all our goodbyes, she was definitely the hardest goodbye. We planned to visit each other throughout the school year. People on work crew visit each other and spend time outside of camp, and we have a friend here, Alex, from Indiana, who's been with us for the weekend. We get to know people from different walks of life and people who have different experience. This helps us to know God and build our relationship with Him. We do daily devotions when the campers are in small group, and this gives work crew a chance to build a relationship with each other through our faith. We get to open up to each other about our relationship with God and our faith journey to pray for each other. An example of this would be when one of the members of work crew shared she had a really hard year, and after she was done, we all gathered around her and laid hands on her to pray for her. I believe that God put all of us at camp that week for a different reason, because He knew what He had in store for us and who we needed to form a relationship with.
Hi, I'm Maya Johnson, and this past year was my second year as a work crew member at The Great Escape. The main work crew duties for the week are split up between being a team leader and having a group of 20 kids follow you around to each of the fields. Or you can be a game leader where you are assigned to a field and you help lead one of the games for each of the crews to participate in. So my first year, I had the honor of being a team leader and having a group of very energetic kids follow me to each of the fields, which was super fun and a great way to directly get to know the kids and learn their names and learn more about them and get to form a personal connection with them. And it was really cool to know the kids' names, because it was easier to sit with them at dinner or play with them or hang out with them during the afternoon free time. And as a former camper myself, it was such a cool feeling when the team leaders would come up to me and know my name and say hi to me, like during the meals or before the worship services. And by knowing the kids on a personal level, I was able to show God's love to them by just being someone who is older and still very active in my faith, but and use that connection to help them connect with God. This year I was a game leader, so though I didn't get to know the kids as deeply as the previous year, I was still able to have a lot of fun with them. But because of that, I was able to connect with the other work crewers at my field due to the fact that we were with each other each morning. And each year, it's super fun to see what God can do with each high school and college kid on the work crew in whatever position they are, and see how they can work to get the middle schoolers to feel known while also making God's message known in them. Thank you.
It is exciting to see year after year our kids who have been raised up in the church continue to have a heart to serve. I would say every time I turn around at Crossroads, I seem to come face to face with someone who has that heart to serve. And this church has had a heart for mission and outreach ever since it was founded over 60 years ago. Our mission and outreach ministry team seeks to provide opportunities for anyone to put their faith into action. We as a church, we support missionaries overseas with financial help, but we also have a garden right out here that grows fresh food for our local food pantry, and we have folks who tutor local kids with their classwork. At home and abroad, we want to be a family of faith who puts their faith into action. For the past several years, we as a church have partnered with other churches throughout Ozaukee County to help support a ministry called Family Promise. It's a way for you and I to serve God and our community right within our walls. I'd like to introduce Kelly Zimdars. She's going to come and share how Family Promise has blessed her life.
Good morning. As she said, my name is Kelly, and I would like to thank you for inviting us, me and my son, who doesn't want to come up here, to share our story about our experience with Family Promise of Ozaukee County. First, a little background on how we came to Family Promise. I met a man whom I thought was going to be the one, so I packed up everything and moved Cameron. I moved my son and I to South Carolina against all my family's wishes not to go.
Sorry.
Well, not to get into details and make a long story short, but 6 months later, I had to get back to Wisconsin one way or another for not only Cameron's safety and well-being, but mine as well. A distant relative wired me some money and said, you can stay by us until you get on your feet. Whew. Relieved, we threw what we could in the van. And while he was at work, we drove 16 hours straight back to Wisconsin.
Back home.
I'm sorry. Whew. We were here for about 2 weeks and I found a job. Cam was enrolled in school, and my cousin's family was very accommodating. Things were looking up, finally. 2 months later, my cousin informs me that his family is moving up north in 2 weeks, Thanksgiving, and Cameron and I needed to find a new place to live. I was devastated because I knew we had nowhere else to go. I hadn't had enough time to save up for a place for us yet, and oh yeah, in between that, my van got repossessed because of the man in South Carolina, so I had no vehicle and soon no place to live. Later that night, I was on Facebook trying to reach out to family and friends, and I saw an ad for Family Promise of Ozaukee County. Well, I thought, huh, what timing is to see that? So the next day, I swallowed my pride and made a phone call to Family Promise. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. I felt like such a failure, not only as a person, but more importantly as a mom. So there I was telling a complete stranger in my story and bawling my eyes out with my mom by my side. The whole time I felt like a failure, a bad parent, a loser. I felt absolutely no judgment from the lady taking the notes about me. She made me feel welcome and confident that this was the right place to be. Through a Family Promise of Ozaukee County, I found not only myself again, I found a connection to God, my faith in humanity, and some of the most amazing people I now consider my friends. Each and every church and volunteer went above and beyond to make sure Cam and I were as comfortable as possible. However, there were a few extra special people throughout our journey, and they were right from here in this congregation. Wendy and Susie, thank you for fighting for Cameron and I to stay at a better place during the holidays when the churches weren't available and paying for it because the program was too new, because there wasn't enough funds for it. Wendy, for going through so much to get Cameron his medication, and to the amazing volunteers that brought some of the best food ever to the hotel on New Year's Eve, and the amazing couple whose car I hit when I was deathly ill and said, don't worry about it, you have enough on your plate. It was this church's volunteers and through Van Promise's help that Cameron and I have been in the same apartment now for the last 5+ years. I have a vehicle, and if it wasn't for Family Promise, and more importantly, the churches and volunteers through those churches, I don't know what would have happened to Cameron and I and where we would be today. It has now been an honor and a privilege to give back through being a volunteer myself or speaking in churches here. If anybody is interested in being a volunteer or has any questions about being a volunteer, please come see us after the service at our table in the Narthex. Thank you and God bless.
You can feel the power of one generation telling the other generations the story of the mighty acts of God. Verse 7 from our psalm for the day talks about celebrating God's abundant goodness, and the psalmist even declares, "I will proclaim your great deeds." Do you have a story to share about how God has worked in your life? I imagine you do. Please share it. Today, even, don't let another day go by without making sure your children know why you praise God. Make sure your parents know why you joyfully sing to God. Verse 3 of our psalm says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise." We are a church who believes this with our whole heart and who lives it with our whole lives. Our theme for the summer has contained three phrases: make room, take time, shine on. You've heard examples this morning of ways in which, no matter our age, we can make room for God, we can take time to serve others in Jesus' name, and we can allow the Holy Spirit to shine on through our lives. May this year be one in which we continue to shine on. We'd like to once again speak these words of the psalm together. Would you please stand? And let's say these words of Psalm 145, verse 1 through 7 again. "I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness." This is the word of the Lord. Give somebody a hug as you are seated. The festival choir and orchestra are going to joyfully sing of God's righteousness.